Democratic and Republican frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump won Connecticut's presidential primaries on Tuesday. Connecticut was one of five states to vote. WSHU's Davis Donovan watched the results come in at Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven.
The Associated Press called the Republican race for Trump shortly after polls closed. Catherine Krajicek is co-chair of the College Republicans at Southern. She says she sees why Trump has appeal in Connecticut.
He's not an actual politician. He can't be bought. He appeals to the common voter. He does make a lot of sweeping generalizations. I don't think he elaborates on his, you know, on his platform, on his policies, but a lot of people kind of want that these days. They don't, like, they're just going with the sweeping generalizations.
Is that scary?
Yes. It scares me.
The race was a lot closer between Democrats Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Corey Evans is also a student at Southern. He's a Sanders supporter and was hoping for an upset from the anti-establishment candidate, but he says he would support Clinton against Trump if the New York businessman becomes the Republican nominee.
I think Hillary, like, she definitely is symbolic of a lot of the problems that we have in the Democratic Party, but at the same time, I think she'll do much better than Trump, and we cannot let someone like Trump thrive in this country. We're starting to see the troubles. We can't have that.
Indiana is the next state to hold its presidential primary on May 3rd. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.